Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Building a new house or apartment in California can take years or even decades. It can cost millions of dollars in fees. Chris Nichols with the PolitiFact California team has been looking closer at those fees, what they are, why they're so high, and in fact, higher than many other states. And Chris is here with some of what the team has learned. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Good to be here.
So this isn't really a fact check, but a broader part of what's been an ongoing look for you and your team at housing in California.
That's right. We've been doing quite a bit of reporting on housing. This is a big topic, of course, for the governor. Gavin Newsom ran his campaign with quite a few promises to really speed up housing production, given the shortage in California, given our affordable housing crisis. And so I think everybody knows that it's really expensive to buy a home in California. But what we wanted to learn a little more about, I think what's less well known, is the reasons it's so expensive to build a home in California.
Frame how expensive, though, this is for Californians compared to people in other states. How much higher is the cost of a new home?
Well, just looking at some numbers from last month, the median cost for a home in California is now more than $600,000. It's $605,000. Wow. And that was more than twice the $299,000 national median home price, and that's all according to the California Association of Realtors. So more than twice the national price, and you know, the building process doesn't explain all of that difference, but it's one factor. And when you speak with developers and some state lawmakers and also some researchers who study this topic, they'll tell you that this painstakingly slow and expensive building process really does add tens of thousands of dollars to the cost of each new home in California.
Hmm. It seems that the first stop would be the California Building Industry Association. And in fact, you did have a conversation there.
That's right. Dan Dunmoyer is the president of the California Building Industry Association. And his comments are really representative of a number of developers that I spoke with. He says that really it's the high fees, it's the red tape, and those are the reasons that California is different when it comes to building costs compared with other states.
We'll never solve the affordability issue. And that's our big challenge in California, is we're sticking all that cost into the new home, and that's pushing the price of everyone's home, new and old, up and up and up. And that's what's making this crisis so real.
Fees can be a big nebulous word. So take me a little deeper into what the fees are. What's happening?
Well, and the fees, they can be a little nebulous. But the one thing that's clear about them is that they are very expensive. And it's not just developers in California that pay these fees from local governments. Other states charge them too. But the difference is they're just much higher. And one of the reasons developer fees are higher is that in California, with Prop 13, which limits how much local governments can raise in property taxes, cities and counties have come to rely more and more on these developer fees to pay for things like roads and parks and schools and police and fire, all the things we need for new communities. So in California, there's just a greater reliance on them. And in our state, they're called developer impact fees. They were more than $23,000 for every single family home that a developer builds. That's almost three times the national average. And that's according to UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation.
Which is on top of, at times, high material costs, high labor costs, some strict environmental reviews that also run into fees, and that's not to mention any delays that would come into the picture. And I've used the word apartments in here because you're not only looking at new home construction, it's apartment buildings too.
Right. Some of the same factors that drive up the cost of building a single family home also drive up the cost of building an apartment complex. And so we spoke with apartment developers. We also spoke with advocates for affordable housing, and we asked them about this process. A lot of developers, lawmakers want to see the building process move faster, But there are advocates for affordable housing who told us there are very good reasons for all of these requirements. For one, they hold developers accountable to the community that they build in. We spoke with Lupe Areola. She's the executive director of Tenants Together. That's a statewide organization that advocates for renter protections.
I think accountability is a really important thing that we cannot lose in the development process. Any streamlining cannot come at the cost of public input and accountability, as well as environmental protections.
So what's she suggesting for streamlining?
Well, one of her ideas was that developers could meet earlier in the process before they even submit their plans for a project, meet with the community to sort of iron out any concerns or problems. And so that was the idea that, you know, other advocates I spoke with said that they don't want to see the environmental reviews scaled back. They feel that those are very important. And so that was the one suggestion that she had.
Well, in some counties, Sacramento County, for example, there is that requirement that the neighborhood stakeholders be involved in a meeting. But I guess it's not across the board in all counties across the state.
And it may be the extent to which they meet with the community. Do they share the details? Is it an open process, or are the details only sort of submitted later on? That may be the concern that she's expressing.
I want to get to a conversation you had with another longtime Sacramento apartment developer. He's someone well known to people here. And I think it was good in this piece that you had a chance to talk to him. He is Sotiri Kolokotronis.
That's right. And I think it was important to speak with him because California, at least in recent last decade or so, has started to build just as many or more apartments as single-family homes. That wasn't the case in the last few decades. We built quite a few more single-family homes in past decades. Now apartments are catching up. And he told us that, you know, he's a longtime developer. He has his own views on why building has gotten so expensive in California.
They were not building the same homes and apartments that were building 30 years ago. From a standpoint of requirements, code, you know, sustainability. We try to make them better, more efficient, and all that good stuff that makes sense, but at the same time, we have to accept that they make them more expensive, a lot more expensive, a lot more complicated to build them. So, I mean, those things people need to understand.
Did you talk with him or others about tariffs on top of it? Because the cost of materials has escalated in the last 6 months to a year alone.
They have. Material costs have gone up quite a bit. And you know, we've talked about the long length of the process. That's one thing. But the materials, along with labor, are considered to be about two-thirds of the overall cost to build a home. And when those prices for timber or concrete or steel go up, then, a project gets more expensive. And the tariffs have added, I believe it's somewhere between $20,000 to $30,000 to the cost of a new home in California. That's from the California Building Industry Association. So that's a big cost increase right there as well.
There are hard costs in the picture and then soft costs, and both seem to make up some of the answer to this question. It seems that there's no one single area where everything is spiked, but let's get to a little bit of that soft cost idea.
Sure. And we spoke with Elizabeth Kneebone, who's the research director at UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation, and she studies this topic. And again, I think for developers, things like materials and labor, even though the costs are high, you sort of know what they are.
And those are hard costs.
Those are hard costs. These less defined soft costs, things that added costs from delays in a permitting process, are more difficult to deal with. And she explains a little bit about that.
What doesn't show up when you look at that sort of bottom line number are costs that come from things like delays in the construction process? How long does it take to get a permit? How many times would you have to go back to think about the design requirements? Or what does it take to get through a local city's approval system? All of that can have costs that won't necessarily show up in those bottom line figures as a line item, but can contribute to things like increased hard costs because materials are going up all that time that you're waiting to finish the construction of that project.
So the full story, including some of these comments from Elizabeth Kneebone at UC Berkeley and these developers, are in an article that we published yesterday, and that is online at politifact.com/California, as well as the capradio.org website. And we'll be airing a broadcast story that where we can hear some more of these voices in the coming days at Cap Radio.
All right, you're back to politics tonight with another debate, this one happening in Atlanta. You'll be monitoring as well as National PolitiFact, I'm sure.
That's right. PolitiFact will be monitoring all the candidates and fact-checking their claims, their true and false and half-true statements and everything in between. I'll be focused on Tom Steyer and California Senator Kamala Harris, who right now, at least, are sort of low in the polls, but we'll still be watching to see what they say, what sort of an impact they have. And so we'll mainly monitor them through our social media feeds on Twitter at our PolitiFact California account.
NPR will not be carrying the debate tonight. We do not have broadcast rights for that. However, it is an MSNBC Washington Post-sponsored debate. So those are the directions to go for being able to find a feed of it.
That's right. And the last thing I would say, just back to housing for 1 second, is that folks can also monitor these housing topics about how fast the governor is moving on his campaign promises to speed up housing production at politifact.com/California.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Beth.
Chris Nichols is the PolitiFact California reporter based at Cap Radio. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.